turned out incredible. It was the second time in the history that I know of that our girls team actually won the Invitational.
Wow. So let's recap who was all there. You said, so it's happening in Ketchikan.
Right. Sitka, Haines, Thunder Mountain, Juneau, Ketchikan. We had Thorn Bay, Gus Davis. Everybody was there.
So a special team this year.
Well, they've been a special team for a few years, but yeah, we've added some freshmen that have really stepped up, and also with the senior group of girls, it's been an incredible ride for the last 4 years for our program.
Okay, any special events that you want to highlight?
Sure. Started off with triple jump. Isabel won that handily with a jump of over 34 feet, which qualifies her as one of the top competitors in the state. And then Jillian stepped in, and she tied for first in the high jump. Mariah Taylor first in the shot put. Isabel was first in all four of her events, and she set a new school record in the 200-meter dash. And then Kaylee Eddy, she was phenomenal in the 1600, the 100 hurdles, 300 hurdles, and the mile, that was the 1600, and the relay. The 4x4 relay. So, I mean, it was great all around for our girls. We had some freshman girls that stepped up, and Kiana took third in the long jump and qualified for the finals in the 100-meter dash. So, and then all of our relay teams, every girl contributed for points in the meet. Another second place was in the discus was Elisa Larson. She was third in the shot. So it was a phenomenal meet for our girls.
Wow, across the board, it sounds like.
Yes. Of course, Erin Funt, she was great in the 400 and the 800 and the relays. Yeah, it was really good. I'm going to probably forget some kids.
Okay, so the girls had a phenomenal meet.
Yes.
What about the boys?
The boys did great. They were fourth overall, and we were heavily stacked with freshmen. Our seniors competed wonderfully. So Casey Bell was first in the 110 hurdles, and he had some incredible prelims. But he went on finals day, he ran the 110 high hurdles, and then he turned right around. He ran the 4x1, the 400-meter dash, and the 300-meter hurdles, which are just grueling events. And he did them back to back to back. His times weren't as fast as they were in the prelims, and he's fighting a virus, but he is right at the top. So Nathaniel Linhard had a great meet. Johnny had a good meet. We've got some great kids.
Just for listeners out there who aren't sitting here in the room with us, you have a stack of results from the meet on your lap,
mm-hmm.
but you haven't been looking at them. This is all coming out of your memory.
Well, you live every event. So it's pretty incredible to, you know, those kids, they work so hard. And, you know, we do a lot of research and try to line these kids up in the events where they're going to score points. This was the first meet. We didn't know how we were going to go in. It was really fun because Sitka girls almost had double our girls. And of course, Thunder Mountain, way over double our girls. And going into this, we didn't think that we even had a chance. And by the last event, the 4x4, our girls were down to Sitka by 2 points. So I pulled the girls over and I said, okay, girls, the 4x4, I said, we beat Sitka, we tie. We beat them and one other team, we win. And the girls got pumped up and they went into the race. And I look over there and there's no Sitka girls. And it's like, I said, Erin, what happened? And the Sitka girls were sore. And they scratched the event. And our girls ended up taking second. So we won the meet by 8 points, which was huge. Yeah, it was a great accomplishment for the girls. Like I said, second time in the history. I've been coaching since 1982. And this is our second Invitational win against all the 4A schools and 3A schools. So it was fun.